Hi there. It's been almost a week for you guys. Sorry about that. But, I wanna do a kind of a hysterical literature, you know? I'm gonna be using my vibrator and reading a book. The book is called A Witch Alone by James Nicole. I think that's how you pronounce the name. If it isn't, I'm sorry. But I'm gonna be reading chapter one until I, you know. I guess I'll go get the chapter ready and I'll get this thing going. Okay. Okay, I got it. Okay. Okay. I can't say the first word. The kitchen was littered with the remains of breakfast. Plates and bowls were discarded on the table. Eggshells sat cracked and empty in their cups. Crusts of toast lay abandoned on plates. The tablecloth was sprinkled with crumbs and smeared here and there with rich orange marmalade, butter, or bright raspberry jam. The radio burbled, I think burbled, I don't know, in the background. Arianne took a sip from her cup of tea, looking up from the charm recipe she had been working on to graze out through this window across the roof. Across the rooftops of Kingsport, ribbons of smoke snaked high into the bright, cool sky. The leaves of a nearby tree were beginning to fade, dusty and pale, and the air through the open window had the crisp, cool feeling of autumn. She felt wonderfully relaxed. She really had needed a vacation after all the goings-on back in Lowell over the summer. Sally had her best friend in the whole world, gave a squeal of excitement and thrust a crumpled newspaper in her face. Look, there's going to be a parade. It's going to be a parade from the palace this afternoon, she beamed. Can we go in, please? She asked, her eyes wide and lashes fluttered. But don't you have an audition today? Arianne asked. This would be Sally's fourth audition since they had arrived a week and a half ago. She had her heart set on becoming a great actress. Oh, I did, Sally smiled and glanced away for a moment. But it's a silly part. Boring, hardly any lines. I'd much rather go and see the king, wouldn't you? Please, Arianne. Arianne laughed. I suppose so. We could go to the museum. How am I keeping it in so long? Okay. Arianne laughed. I suppose so. We can go to the Museum of Highland, too. It's just around the corner from the Royal Palace. Sally nodded enthusiastically, stuffing the last piece of toast into her mouth and beaming again. I will need to visit Leyden. And Dennis, Denison's to get Aunt Grace a present, she said. It was Sally's first visit to Kingsport.
fuck.
It explored the city on foot and by bus, visited parks, galleries, and the harbor market. And in between, they'd hurry to theaters all over the capital in hopes of Sally. They'd hurry to theaters all over the capital in hopes of Sally finally securing her first part in a proper play, show, or revue. She really didn't seem to mind what it was at this point, as long as it was a real theater. From out in the hallway, they had heard the front door of the apartment open quietly, followed by the clatter of shoes being kicked off into the hall, and the sound of key.
God. Fuck. Fuck.
It was Sally's first visit to Kingsport, and they had been. Wait, that's far. Way too far back. I'm sorry. From out in the hall, they had heard the front door of the apartment open quietly, followed by the clatter of shoes being kicked off into the hall, by the sound of keys being dropped into the bowl that stood on the hall table. Girls, Arians, my grandmother called, are you still home? And here Sally called cheerfully, spraying a few more crumbs I can't talk. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck. Spraying a few more crumbs across the table. Grandmother appeared at the door. She leaned on the frame and yawned. Late meeting? Arian asked. Or early, I'm not entirely sure. Sure, grandmother replied as she dropped into her armchair next to the kitchen fireplace. She sighed contently, stretching her legs out and resting her head back against the seat. I had no idea when I agreed to rejoin the Council of Elders that there would be quite so many meetings. Fuck. So good. Fuck. Only 5 pages. Oh my god. Okay. I guess there's a lot going on at the moment. With the war. Is there still a short of trained witches? Sally asked. Grandmother nodded warily. The war. Okay, if I'm going. Oh, if I'm going to last longer, I need to turn this off. Fuck, okay. Oh. Okay. So I can finally speak now. I guess there's a lot going on at the moment with the war. Is there still a shortage of trained witches? Sally asked. Grandmother nodded wearily. The war against Eurasia. Oh my god. Eurystians, I don't know, I don't even care. In the northern kingdom of Vierzland, and the increasing magical activity across the four kingdoms in the last few years required skilled witches. There just didn't seem to be enough of them. I'll make you some fresh tea, Arian said. Getting to her feet, she moved quickly across the kitchen. Do you want some breakfast as well? She asked, putting the kettle back on the stove and then arranging a cup and saucer ready for the tea. Well, actually, I think it's nearly lunchtime. What on earth have been girls doing all morning? You're still in your dressing gowns. Grandmother chuckled. Okay. I'm gonna put it back on. Okay. Are we planning to go and see the parade at the palace and then maybe go to the museum? Sally said brightly. That does sound very lovely, Grandmother said, closing her eyes for just a moment. Why don't you come with us? Sally asked. Have the day off. If only, Grandmother sighed. Fuck. Breathing kind of helps. She reached for her bag, which bulged with folders and papers. And I've got to meet. And I've got to meet with some members of the Royal Senate. Why, the High Elder asked me. I have no idea, as the last thing I want to be doing is dealing with a load of politicians. I can't be doing with their blood. Oh, I can't be doing. I hope you enjoyed. That probably sucks. I'm sorry, I don't know, I'm sorry. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great day/night, whatever time it is. Goodbye.